Hello. Welcome back, members, friends. Thank you for coming out today. We'll call the Ag and Natural Resource Appropriations Subcommittee to order. Lisa, would you get us started?
Chair Albritton.
Here.
Representatives Beshears.
Here.
Broxson.
Here.
Danish.
Here.
Edwards. Mayfield. Pafford.
Here.
Pilon.
Here.
Rauschein.
Here.
Smith. Stewart. Van Zandt.
Here.
Watson.
Here.
Quorum is present.
All right. Well, quorum's present. We'll get started. Okay, anything that makes noise, if you would, turn it on vibrator, turn it off. We would appreciate that as we're tending to our business today. We have four bills to consider, and before we get started, somebody would like to make some introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and today is Florida Keys Day. You might have received a little gift from our local folks. We've got about 85 people from Monroe County here today, and just want to take a moment and thank you and thank the committee for all of your efforts and your help on the $50 million for the Keys Wastewater Plan. And if I can get my Keys folks to stand up, there's a few of them here. They're all about the they're all around the Capitol today. And we actually have our mayor, Sylvia Murphy. If you would approach the podium, Madam Mayor, just give very brief remarks and on behalf of our community. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome. You're recognized.
Yep,
be sure and turn the mic on.
Is that it?
You have it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Well, much to my surprise, other than Representative Rauschein, I see someone else here I recognize, Representative Mayfield. And we owe her a great big thank you for everything she's done for Monroe County, the nice things she said, for coming down there, and it's good to see you again. I will tell you that when Holly asked me if I would say a few words, I was absolutely delighted because this is the committee that has helped us so much in the past, in the present, we hope, and in the future. And I wanted to say thank you very, very much. I've lived in Monroe County for 60 years. I've seen water quality go down, down, down. I'm now seeing it go up, up, up. And it's all due to you people. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for joining us today. And to all the Keys folks, welcome. Welcome. We'll try to keep the fish alive. If we can get a couple weeks. Yes, yes, except the ones we eat, yes. We'll do our best, but thank you. It's a very thoughtful gift. Okay, members, we'll go ahead and get started in our four bills today. We'll start with House Bill 7093. Representative Rooney, rehabilitation of petroleum contamination sites. You're recognized, sir, to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. Mr. Chair, during the past 2 years, the Department of Environmental Protection has undertaken a deliberate review of state-funded petroleum restoration program. The department found that there needs to be a better fiscal accountability for its expenditures, lower the cost of site rehabilitation, and focus rehabilitation activities on those sites that pose the greatest risk to human health and environment. The department has developed by rule the procedures for the competitive procurement of petroleum contamination site rehabilitation services. Moving forward, the department will procure petroleum contamination site rehabilitation services pursuant to state procurement laws. Mr. Chairman, HB 7093 will codify the above-mentioned reforms made by the department over the past 2 years by repealing the former pre-approval program that was not competitively procured. There's some other stuff that goes on in the bill, Mr. Chair, but there are members from DEP here to answer any specific questions. That is the bill.
Okay. Thank you very much, Representative Rooney. There are no amendments. Members, are there any questions about the fiscal analysis or impact of the bill? Okay. All right. Any public testimony? Jeff Littlejohn. Welcome. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. I'll be very brief. Obviously, there aren't any questions. I don't want to create some appetite for them. But I just wanted to acknowledge all of the folks that the department has been working on over the last year or more that we've been tackling this program. We've had a tremendous amount of support from a number of stakeholders, number of House and Senate staff that have helped us with overhauls to our rules, a new competitive procurement process, and now this bill language that's before you all today. And I'm happy to report that the department is now in control of the spending in this program. We can provide greater accountability and transparency to the taxpayer. We're directing work to the sites that represent the greatest environmental risk and risk to people. And we have rules in place that govern all aspects of this program, and we are delivering a better environmental result for the taxpayer. So with this transition to the new procurement process, it has been disruptive on the contractor cleanup industry. But we now have our first contracts, new term contracts, signed as of about the middle of February. And as of Friday, we had more than $10 million out on the street using these new term contracts. So we are back in business, cleaning up sites, and it's going to be better, cheaper, and faster. So thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. If you would, just 1 second, ranking member has a question.
I knew I should have waved in support.
No,
yes, sir. Yes, Chairman.
It's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Don't worry. Plus, I like Representative Bruni. Very quickly, so we're talking about infrastructure in terms of, getting most bang for our buck. I've been here, this is my sixth year. I think 6 years ago there were 10,000 sites. I know that the department's taken time ranking them in different orders in terms of probably the most risky. What period of time do you think we'll actually begin to see that reduction in sites as we move along? And I think it may still be close to 10,000 in 5 years, 10 years. What does that number look based on what we know today?
Mr. Chairman, you are trying to get me out on a limb, sir. I'm not prepared today to make a prediction about how many more years we have left in the program, but I will tell you that we are absolutely focused on trying to deliver closures much faster, and in a few short years, I hope the department is in a position to report to this body that we have a definite exit strategy with a predicted time to finish our last sites. The other thing I will say is it is such a focus that I can report that we have closed more sites this year at a lower cost than we have any year in the program's history, and we're not done yet this year. So the changes we're making are working. I think they're going to work even better as we get the program back up and at highway speed, back on full afterburner. We'll get that answer for you soon.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, let's see. Members, any debate?
Well, I'd like to agree and support it. I'm sorry, I'll get the card.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Pitts.
Okay.
Yep, members, any debate? I would like to say a couple things. I know that Secretary Vineyard, your team, Mr. Littlejohn, your team has really worked hard to make sure that the efficiencies in this process are maximized. I mean, at the end of the day, we're here to talk about appropriations, and it's comfortable for me as chair of this body to know that you're making real enhancements. They're going to make tangible differences in the efficiencies of this program, and from an environmental perspective, that we're going to be able to do more, maybe more with less, but more importantly, more. So thank you for the good work. Okay, Representative Bruni, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll wait, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, will you call the roll, please?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards? Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rauschein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Okay. By your vote, House Bill 907093, will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Rennie. Okay, we'll move into committee substitute for House Bill 791, Coastal Management, by Representative Renuart. You recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 791 is a priority of the Department of Environmental Protection and does two things. First, it streamlines permitting for improvements on existing properties along Florida's coastline by moving products that have immeasurable or no impact on the environment into the general permitting category from the administrating permitting category, and it saves property owners money for filing fees, it reduces time for approvals, and reduces the required inspection and red tape by the Department of Environmental Protection to save department resources. The second part of this bill pertains to coastal management areas around the state. It would allow them to the same ability as state parks to have vendors such as those that rent kayaks or boats or snack bars, and would allow for additional revenues that can go back to further preserving these areas. That is the bill.
Okay, thank you. Representative Benoit, there are no amendments. Are there any questions about the fiscal analysis or impact of the bill? Okay, none. Let's see. Public testimony. Andrew Ketchel.
The department later before this good bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mary Jean Yon? There she is. Come on up and share with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Mary Jean Yon with Audubon, Florida. If you were a member or present at the Agriculture and Natural Resources Policy Committee, you heard me stand up and say, we got problems, as Audubon's perspective, with the bill. Those problems were, in Section 1, a lack of coordination with FWC on threatened and endangered species, and in Section 2, a lack of transparency by not utilizing competitive bid and not really letting the public know what's going on. We've had good discussions with both Representative Renouart and the department, and there are amendments that address these concerns, but my understanding is they cannot be taken up today because of the appropriations nature of the committee. So I wanted to stand here so you didn't think that my silence meant I'm great with the bill, but I'm hopeful that in state affairs that we will be able to address those problems so we can drop our opposition to the bill.
Thank you very much for that. It's good to hear that you guys are working closely together and a solution is within the sights. Good, good. Okay, that's all the public testimony. Members, bless you. Okay, please, please, Mr. Pitts, thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll get
it in. All right. Members, is there, would there be any debate over this? Yes, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Renouart, I first of all want to say I appreciate you working on those amendments, and I know Chair Albritton has been very firm in his belief that we don't hear those type of amendments here. Based upon that, today I'm not going to support the bill. That said, because of I believe what's going to happen during its next stop, I'll be more than delighted to support it on the floor, and it's just generally the way I take these things is what's in front of me. So I don't want you to think I don't appreciate all the work you've done, and I look forward to supporting you at that time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure, that's understandable. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. I do agree with Ranking Member Padford, although I will vote in support of the bill today because as Mary Jane was up speaking, you were nodding your head. So I'm assuming that nod of the head means that the next stop will get the amendments on there that'll help with the concerns that they have. So, I'm going to support the bill, but the nodding confirms that you're going to do that. So, thank you.
Any other debate members? Yes, sir.
Am I recognized, Mr. Chair?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to support the bill today with the hopes of these iterations will happen. I do serve on state affairs, so I will be at the next stop, and I will support the bill at this time, and if those changes happen, I will continue to support the bill. If not, then my support may change based on the dynamics of the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, members. Anything else? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess I'm just reiterating the same thing that the other members are saying, that I'm going to support the bill today, and I'm going to assume that there's going to be corrections that will make the bill satisfactory when it reaches the floor when I see it again. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? The good news is it has a potentially positive fiscal impact on local governments, which we don't hear a lot, which is good. So, okay. Representative Renouart, you're recognized for closing the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to really let you all know that the amendment has already been drafted. It was tried to submit it timely, but we were told that because of an appropriations committee that we'll have to wait till the next policy committee. Hopefully that will be within the next week. And it does seem to relieve most all the concerns, if not all the concerns, of the Audubon and the other groups that we've been meeting with throughout this bill. And recommend Pafford, certainly I appreciate your concerns, but this bill is not meant to have any impact on our endangered species or threatened species even from the beginning, but we're trying to tighten that up just to make sure that it doesn't move forward and get misinterpreted in the future. So with that, I close.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Lisa, would you call the roll, please, ma'am?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards? Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
No.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rothschild?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
Yes.
11 yeas, one nay, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. By your vote, members, committee substitute for House Bill 791 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair and members. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to committee substitute for House Bill 955, Representative, the good Representative, Tom Goodson. Please entertain us, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'd be a little remorse if I didn't thank our representative on the Key West Day and my in-house growing sushi bar. I'm going around collecting fish.
Easy. Be gentle. Yep. Be gentle now.
All right. House Bill 955 is a rewrite of the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission package for 2014. The bill repeals numerous hunting and fishing license permit fees that have not been issued for years. In addition, it allows counties to use a portion of their vessel registration fees for additional boat-related activities. The bill will also allow boaters that have had violations to do online courses rather than in person. It corrects antiquated or incorrect references to recreational fishing license. And finally, the bill expands the anchoring and mooring pilot program to 2017, giving FWC time to report the legislator. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Goodson. There are no amendments. Members, are there any questions about the fiscal analysis or impact of this bill? Okay. Public testimony? Brian Pitts? Okay. Thank you, sir. If you would, please, sir, don't forget the other two appearance cards for us on the first two, okay?
Oh,
they? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Jackie Falls, FWC? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, that's all the public testimony we have. Members, any debate on this bill? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say Representative Goodson's just such an outstanding job bringing this bill to us, and I wanted to comment on how great he is and how great FWC, or how lucky FWC is to have a stand-up guy like this to tote this thing all the way through. So I thought that was worth saying, Mr. Chairman. I truly support this great, great bill.
Mr. Chair,
you're not recognized.
Oh.
Yes, sir, you are most certainly recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to comment on my lovely representative of after the last meeting getting abused by him. I take that personally as a very nice comment, Mr. Chair.
Lovely. Representative. Have you ever been called lovely? Okay. Any members, any other debate out there? Any other debate? Okay. Always entertaining. Okay. Representative Goodson, you, sir, are recognized to close.
Considering that I probably have spent too much time in this committee, I'll wave close, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Lisa, would you call the roll?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards?
Yes.
Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rothschild?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, members. By your vote, committee substitute for House Bill 955 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes. All right, last members, we will take up House Bill 7091 by Representative Pigman. You recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. In an act of mercy, I will not go through all 158 sections. Okay. No. I think the best way, this is the Department of Agriculture Consumer Services agency bill, so by its nature, it's consumed with a lot of points, some of which related, some are more trivial, so it is difficult to work through. I've kind of categorized them in five broad categories, and I'll just share some examples of that. The first category is that the statute involves sort of a rewriting of Chapter 570, the intent to make it clearer, more accessible by the public, and also a standardization of the penalty section. The second category involves Division of Agriculture and Environmental Services, of which there's a lot of issues related to feed, pesticides, fertilizers, in part. Those are to bring us in compliance with federal statutes. In part, those are to recognize certain things have become archaic and no longer used, updating language, There's one item I'm going to point out just to allay concern. This is Section 21. Has to do with the removal of the requirement for someone to file within 48 hours if they've had a pesticide spray on their property with damages. That on its surface sounds concerning, except when you realize that all of those are investigated anyway. There's no need to file a complaint. They're all investigated. The third category involves the Forest Service, and there's just two examples there. It clarifies how the Florida Forest Service sets usage fees, and also it provides the authority to pay real estate transaction expenses related to conservation easements. The fourth category involves Section 30 and others, has to do with Division of Food Safety. And essentially what it gives DAX with regard to the food vending facilities that DAX is responsible for, that same authority that we give to Department of Health for restaurants and to DBPR for groceries, which involves such things as the ability to immediately close if there's an imminent safety hazard. Another interesting part of that Division of Food Safety regulation clarifies tracking of foods through food establishments, records, and vehicles. That's intended to assist with tracking down when there's been a foodborne illness. The fifth category concerns Division of Plant Industry, which has to do with the pilot program done on Australian pine, which is a windbreak between citrus groves to try to prevent the spread of psyllid. It takes that pilot program statewide, but still retains the normal things that we have in place to monitor for extinction of an invasive species. There are other miscellaneous parts of this, and I'd be glad to answer any questions, but that is the majority of the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. There are no amendments. Members, are there any questions about the fiscal analysis or impact of the bill? Yes, ma'am? Okay, thank you for that. Thank you very much, Chair Mayfield. Okay, anything else? No? All right, let's see. We'll move into public testimony. Brian Pitts? He left. Yeah, there you go. Paul? Jess?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul Jess, representing the Florida Justice Association, and I'll be very brief. I'm just rising to share a concern with the committee. There is one section of the bill that is Section 144 that starts on line 2798 of the bill that contains a pretty breathtaking immunity provision regarding leases that the State Forest Service can enter into with lessees. And presumably these are lessees who are leasing the state lands in order to conduct some kind of commercial activity, so they'll be presumably making money somehow from leasing this land from the state. And it says that lessees owe no duty of care to keep the area safe for entry or use by others, or to give warning to persons entering and going into the area of any hazardous conditions, structures, or activities thereon. It further goes on to say that lessees do not incur any duty of care toward a person who goes into the area that's subject of the lease or agreement, and are not liable or responsible for any injury to persons or property. So, you know, we think that this is a pretty broad immunity. We're looking forward to working with the sponsor and with the department and with Commissioner Putman on this, and I apologize to the sponsor for not having gotten with him prior to this meeting, but we do look forward to working with the sponsor and stakeholders going forward, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Jess. Thank you for voicing your concerns. Grace Lovett? FDAX? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Of who? Yes, ma'am? Okay. Thank you. Members, any debate? Any debate? Nope. Okay. Representative Pigman, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I wait close.
Okay. Thank you. Lisa, will you call the roll?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representative Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards?
Yes.
Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
No.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rauschein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
Yes.
12 yeas, 1 nay. Mr.
Okay, thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 7091 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Palin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
Okay, members, this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any further business to come before this committee? No? Seeing none, Representative Pafford moves that we rise unless objection. Meeting adjourned.